Tashi Delegue, and welcome to Tibet This Week, where we bring you weekly news edition on Tibet, His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Central Tibetan Administration. Let's have a look at today's headlines. His Holiness the Dalai Lama grants special audience to participants of the 27th Shodin Festival. Sigyong attributes continued survival of Tibetan opera to His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Central Tibetan Administration celebrates 35th birthday of His Serenity the 11th Panchen Lama. Speaker Khenpo Sunam Temple pays homage at Ram Mandir in Ayodhya. Federal Parliament of Belgium calls for the immediate release of the Panchen Lama. The Tibet Museum concludes travelling exhibition come Tibet advocacy in Europe. Office of Tibet attends the 17th founding anniversary of Dzogchen Gelag Palberling in Belgium. On Monday this week, His Holiness the Dalai Lama gave a special audience to the 353 performers, members of opera groups from several Tibetan settlements who had taken part in the 27th Shodin Opera Festival gathered in the courtyard of the main temple here in Dharamshala. Addressing the crowd, His Holiness recalled that the Shodun Opera Festival used to be one of his favorite holidays when he was living in Lhasa. While appreciating the courage and determination of the Tibetan people in Tibet, His Holiness the Dalai Lama said he has worked hard to keep their spirit uplifted by supporting the Tibetan people in every way he can, and he will continue to do so. On Monday this week, Sigyong Pemba Tsering attended the closing ceremony of the 27th Tibetan Shodin Festival in exile as a chief guest. Sigyong Pemba Tsering, in his keynote speech, succinctly shed light on the origin, development and types of Tibetan opera that continue to persist in exile irrespective of any challenges. Sigyong said the Lhamu or the opera tradition has thrived so far all due to His Holiness the Dalai Lama's special consideration and blessings, and said the Kashag is committed to safeguarding rich and unique heritages of Tibet, including the tradition of Lhamu as per His Holiness the Dalai Lama's noble motives. On Thursday this week, the Central Tibetan Administration marked the special occasion of the 35th birthday of the His Serenity the 11th Panchen Lama, Jejun Tenzi Gendu Yishi Tile Pinzo Pel Sangbo. The official commemoration saw the attendance of an Estonian parliamentary delegation led by Yuku Kal Reid, Member of Parliament and the Chair of Parliamentary Tibet Group in Estonian Parliament, Han Paulus, Member of the Parliament and former Speaker, Tarmo Tam, Member of Parliament, Andres Harkel, former Member of the Parliament, Gyabche Dzigep Rinpoche, the Abbot of Tashin Lumbu Monastery, Secho Ling Tulku Tenzi Gelek Rinpoche, and the Acting President of Ladakh Buddhist Association, Tsawang Torje. The Kashag and the Tibetan Parliament in exile in their statements called for the immediate release of Panchen Rinpoche and also reiterated their calls on the Chinese Communist Party government to clear all doubts regarding the true situation of the 11th Panchen Lama and his family. Earlier yesterday morning, the Estonian parliamentary delegation had an audience with His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
Also, immense help to increase thinking power. That's very important, very useful. Whether believe in religion or not, simply everything, when we come across thinking, investigating, we never accept whatever people say. We always thinking.
A press conference by the Estonian delegation and joint press conference by Kepje Zigeb Rumbuche, the abbot of Tashilumbu Monastery, Secholing Tulku Tenzi Gelig Rumbuche, Ki Monastery, and Savang Dorje, the acting president of the Ladakh Buddhist Association, and the president of the youth wing of Ladakh Buddhist Association were held after the official commemoration, during which the delegations called for the immediate release of the 11th Panchen Lama and urged the foreign governments, the United Nations, and the international community to pass a motion urging them to direct their ambassadors in China to meet with the 11th Panchen Lama and ascertain his whereabouts and well-being. Also on Monday this week, Khenpo Sunam Tempel, the Speaker of Tibetan Parliament in Exile, visited Ayodhya, where he participated in the Saryu Ghat Aarti Puja program, demonstrating his reverence for the cultural and spiritual traditions of the region. The event was preceded by the attendance of numerous high-level dignitaries, adding an air of distinction and importance to the occasion. On Tuesday this week, the speaker paid homage to Lord Sri Ram at the Ram Mandir in Ayodhya. Speaker expressed gratitude to the organizer for orchestrating this event and offered prayers for religious harmony and global peace, as well as for enduring friendship between India and Tibet. On the occasion of the 35th birthday of His Eminence Panchen Gendun Chögyal Nyima, Al Swanhoof, Chair, and Samuel Kokolati, Deputy Chair of External Affairs Committee of the Federal Parliament of Belgium, issued a joint statement. In their statement, they have condemned the 29-year-long enforced disappearance of the 11th Panchen Lama and have called for his immediate release along with his family, teacher, and other political prisoners. They have also called on the Chinese authorities to respect Tibetan people's right to freedom of religion and the right to select the reincarnation of religious leaders, including His Holiness the Dalai Lama, without interference from the Chinese government. The Tibet Museum of the Central Tibetan Administration concluded its week-long traveling exhibition tour in Italy on 14 April. The traveling exhibition began on 8 April at Sapienza University, Rome, followed by an interactive session on Tibet advocacy at Gaetano De Sanctis High School, Rome, engaging 200 students. The Tibet Museum team also participated in a conference spearheaded by Andrea Di Priamo at the Senate of Republic, Sala Zakuri Palazzo Guastanini. The traveling exhibition come, Tibet advocacy efforts continued in Turin and concluded with a gathering at La Casa del Tibet, Vettino di Canossa, attended by 50 supporters, reaffirming the commitment to Tibet advocacy and cultural preservation. The Tibet Museum continued their traveling exhibition themed Biography of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Long Look Homeward at Geneva in collaboration with the Office of Tibet Geneva and GSFT, marked a significant milestone in promoting Tibetan culture and advocacy on the global stage. The same traveling exhibition were also showcased in Zurich and Frankfurt. The Office of Tibet Kathmandu hosted a workshop on the Losu Gyulkin textbook, composed and compiled by former Kalun Kirti Rinpoche for the teachers on 14 and 15 April at its affiliate Himalayan Buddhist Library and Cultural Center. The inaugural of the two-day event was graced by Representative Tsebru Lobun Tulku from the Tibetan Refugee Welfare Office, also known as the Office of Tibet. Around 70 attendees, including Secretary of the Office of Tibet, former Tibetan parliamentarians based in Kathmandu, Tibetan settlement officers, President of the Local Tibetan Assembly, President of the Regional Tibetan Freedom Movement, heads of the local Tibetan schools and monasteries, and representatives of the Tibetan NGOs partook in the workshop's opening ceremony. Secretary Thile Wongthui attended the 17th founding anniversary of the Dharma City on the 20th April at Florine in Namur Province, Belgium. Every year, Dharma City celebrates its founding anniversary called an open door, which comprises Tibetan culture and spirituality activities in the presence of Dzogchen Rangpa Rinpoche, Lobun Chamba Norgyel, and Lobun Tsering Gombo. Padu Rinpoche's center is well received by the locals. Rinpoche Center also hosts a summer camp for the Tibetan Weekend Language School's children every year. That is all the news for this week's edition of Tibet This Week. Thank you for watching Tibet TV.